Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Nate Wack is on the road, headed out to Rapid City for the high school state volleyball championships. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Lori. How's it going today?
Doing all right. How's the drive?
It's good.
Good.
About a Chamberlain right now, so a little bit of a trip yet out to Rapid. But yeah, like you said, state volleyball championships begin tomorrow.
All right. SDPB is there to bring you all the coverage courtside. Now, the round of 16, Nate, we've talked about this before, but for folks who weren't with us, give us an idea of the round of 16, how it works and how it has changed, and then we'll get into some specifics.
Well, yeah, the round of 16, it's something that was on a little bit of a trial run last year for Class A in both volleyball and basketball. And the idea is to play out the districts. And instead of coming out with a regional champion and then having all, because there's eight regions, so instead of having your region champion be the one that goes to the state tournament, you play out those district and region tournaments until you have two teams remaining in each region. And then all 16 teams, since there's two teams in each region that would be left, eight regions, there'd be 16 teams. Those 16 teams then would be reseeded based on their seed points. And then there's just eight games right there, and the winner of those games goes to the state tournament. And it's seeded 1 through 6, 116, 215, 314, so forth, all the way down. And the idea behind it is to not necessarily base your state tournament on geographic location, but to try to get the best eight teams at the state tournament. So like I said, they did it last year with basketball and volleyball in Class A. Then during the off season, there was a lot of discussion, and they decided to also do it for Class B and Class AA. There is one difference between Class B and Class AA. With Class AA, since there's only 18 teams, what they do is they, when the regular season is done, they take the top 16 teams, they put them into the round of 16, reseed those, and then one game win would send you to the state tournament.
All right. So how are we seeing this play out today, or, you know, this weekend in the tournament? Who's been impacted by the change?
Well, there's a couple communities that we kind of had on our radar of teams that could be teams that benefit tremendously from this new playoff format, one being Northwestern High School, which is in Millette, South Dakota, and the other being Warner High School out of Warner, South Dakota. Both of those communities are 10 miles south of Aberdeen is where Warner is, and then another 10 miles is where Millette is, and that's where Northwestern is located. And both of those communities on a year-to-year basis are two very dominant volleyball programs. Since 1992, with the expansion of the three-class system, both of those teams have combined for 14 state championships in Class B volleyball. So it gets really interesting with Warner and Northwestern because they're both very good programs. And just to give you an example, too, with this year, Lori, in Class B volleyball, Northwestern was your number one seeded team, and Warner was the number three. So they're both very much at that high success level. And if it would have been the old playoff format, only one of those schools would have been able to go to the state tournament, which means you're leaving the third best team in the state in Class B volleyball likely home, when now you're giving them the opportunity to be able to compete for a state title at the state tournament. So that's just one example. Chester and Hanson are another one. They both had two teams come out of one region. The downside to that, though, and I know you spoke with Joe Alk about it from the High School Activities Association a couple weeks ago, the downside is now you're going to have, if you have two teams from one region that get to go, guess what? You're going to have one region that's going to have zero representation at the state tournament, and that's where the argument lies about, does geographic location mean anything for a state tournament event?
All right. SDPB is going to have some Facebook or digital shorts about Northwestern and Warner. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep. Yesterday we actually put up a quick three-minute digital short on the Warner Monarchs volleyball program. That went up yesterday. That's live right now on our SDPB Sports Facebook page. Today we're going to be putting up the Northwestern Wildcats. That's going to be up on our SDPB Sports Facebook page here sometime this afternoon. And then tomorrow we have put together a piece that talks specifically about the round of 16 from the Northwestern and Warner communities, because it's, you know, when you have two communities that are so very elite in one activity, they've got a little bit of a rivalry going there. And instead of having, that rivalry come to a clash at for a district championship like years past, now both teams are going to state. And if, I don't know if you've looked at the bracket, Lori, but it's actually kind of exciting because Northwestern and Warner are on opposite sides of the bracket. So if they both win out, they both win Thursday, if they both win Friday, guess what? We're going to have a state championship game in Class B that's Warner and Northwestern. So those are the kinds of things that make it exciting, because now, even if it doesn't happen this year or next year, the possibility of it being a Warner-Northwestern state championship at some point is fairly high, in my opinion. So I think that, that right there, too, shows, like, how cool is it to have two teams that are rivals, very competitive, and instead of just playing for a district championship, maybe they'll have a chance to clash at a state tournament event. Like, how cool is that?
That'd be pretty exciting. What else do you see a couple minutes left here, Nate? What else do you see ahead for the weekend that you're really looking forward to?
Well, I think the other thing that I'm really looking forward to is the fact that all three classes of volleyball are in the same venue this year. It happened a couple years ago in Sioux Falls at the Premier Center, and now they're doing it again in Rapid City this year. And I think for me, that part is really cool, because people that go to that championship session on Saturday, they're going to have the opportunity to watch three state champions be crowned rather than just one, like it has been in years past when they do a split where the Class B might be in Huron, Class A might be in, you know, Madison, or in Class AA in Brookings, those types of things. Now with all of them under one roof, fans and attendants are going to get the opportunity not to just witness basketball in the class that they're there to watch, but in all the other classes as well. So I think that right there increases that fan experience, and it should make for a really exciting weekend in Rapid City.
South Dakota Public Broadcasting will have all the coverage. You can follow it on sdpb.org, on the Facebook sports page for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, on Twitter. What's the hashtag, Nate, that we're following
here
for volleyball?
Yeah, hashtag for this event is SDVolleyball17. So if you're trying to get involved in the conversation, figure out scores, figure out where everything's at, go to Twitter, search for that hashtag, and you'll find all the information of all of the action that's taking place.
Ironically enough, you cut out right when you said the hashtag. So go ahead and say it again so we can hear it.
Yeah, hashtag SDVolleyball17.
Hashtag SDVolleyball17, is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, Nate, you can get back on the road, drive safely, and thanks for your time.
All right, will do. Thanks, Lori.
And we'll see Nate Weck next week for another Sports and Rec update. Again, you can find the digital coverage of Northwestern and Warner on the sports Facebook page right now for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We bring you live coverage from all the volleyball games in Rapid City this weekend.